Happy Friday, Eastern Sierra, and Happy National Chocolate Mousse Day. So if you needed an excuse for dessert later, consider this your official sign. This is Eastern Sierra Now. Coming up, Governor Gavin Newsom makes a stop in Bishop for a major broadband milestone. Community members are invited to take part in Child Abuse Prevention Month. A little old Hollywood glamour is headed to the east side. Prescribed burns are planned across the Inyo National Forest. And Caltrans is looking ahead to another week of roadwork across the region. This report is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery, serving up fresh flavors right here in the Eastern Sierra. Let's get started. California Governor Gavin Newsom joined the Bishop Paiute Tribe for a Middle Mile Broadband Light Up event aimed at expanding high-speed internet access in rural communities. The event, hosted in partnership with the California Department of Technology, took place at Barlow Gym and marked a milestone in improving connectivity across the region. Organizers say the project is part of a broader effort to strengthen infrastructure and increase access to reliable internet service in underserved areas. Chairwoman Emma Williams noted, "This opportunity not only provides access to high-speed internet, but it also affords us workplace development opportunities and is a segue to creating and operating our own tribal ISP broadband services. In addition to faster internet speeds, the program provides access to education, healthcare, cultural resources, and workforce development opportunities." Governor Newsom added, "We're not just talking about closing the digital divide. We're doing it. That means more students with stronger access to educational resources, more families accessing critical healthcare, and more Californians having the opportunity to apply for good-paying jobs. This progress is real, it's measurable, and it's making a difference in people's lives." Inyo County is recognizing April as Child Abuse Prevention Month, with local officials inviting the community to take part in awareness and prevention activities. According to Inyo County Health and Human Services, the effort focuses on strengthening families and increasing public awareness around the prevention of child abuse and neglect. Community members are encouraged to participate in events and programs throughout the month, which aim to promote education, support services, and community involvement. Most notably, a children's memorial flag-raising event will take place on April 24th at 9 a.m. at Clint Quilter Consolidated Office Building. Officials say prevention efforts rely on collaboration across agencies and community members working together to support children and families. Please visit easternsierranow.com to find more ways to get involved.
If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and it could turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart.
The Eastside Student Center is inviting the community to attend an upcoming fundraiser with an old Hollywood glam theme. The adult prom-style event is designed to raise funds in support of the organization's programs and services for local youth. Organizers say attendees can expect an evening centered around entertainment, community engagement, and fundraising efforts that benefit student resources. The event will take place on May 9th at the Bishop Civic Auditorium and is for individuals 21 and over. Additional details, including event information and participation opportunities, are available through the Eastside Student Center. Officials with the Inyo National Forest have announced plans for prescribed fires throughout the spring and summer seasons. The first prescribed burns scheduled to take place will be in the Mount Whitney Ranger District in an area locally known as Diaz Pasture. No dates have been set as of yet. According to the U.S. Forest Service, the burns are part of ongoing efforts to reduce hazardous fuels, improve forest health, and lower the risk of large wildfires. Fire activity will take place under specific weather and environmental conditions to ensure safety and effectiveness. Residents and visitors may see smoke in the area during operations, and officials advise the public to stay informed on scheduled burn activities. Caltrans has released a traffic advisory for the week of April 6th through April 10th, outlining planned roadway work across the region. In Kern County, expect intermittent eastbound lane closures along SR 58 as crews work to seal cracks on the roadways. Additional pavement repairs are scheduled on SR58 from Woodford to Hatchapi Road to the Broome Road overcrossing, resulting in a closure of the outside westbound lane and shoulder. And on SR 178 West, expect the eastbound shoulder to close for utility work. In Mono County, there will be one-way traffic control on US 395 north of Bridgeport for crack sealing. Additionally, expect the northbound outside lane and shoulder to close along US 395 near Mammoth Scenic Loop Road for guardrail repair. Motorists can expect delays due to maintenance and construction activities, including lane closures and traffic control measures. Drivers are advised to plan ahead, allow extra travel time, and use caution when traveling through work zones. Caltrans officials say the work is part of ongoing efforts to maintain and improve roadway safety and infrastructure.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Taking a look at conditions on Mammoth Mountain, it's shaping up to be a classic bluebird day after the latest storm cycle moved through the region. Skies are clear, with light northeast winds and cool temperatures expected throughout the day. The mountain is reporting a base depth of 38 inches, with 123 trails, 19 lifts, and 6 terrain parks currently open. Up top, skiers and riders will find up to 15 inches of fresh, untouched powder at the summit, making for prime conditions, especially for those looking to take laps off the upper mountain. Resort officials are reminding guests to ski and ride within their ability, and to use caution as obstacles may be hidden beneath the new snow. And one quick reminder, Eagle Lodge is now closed for the season. Overall, a great day to be out on the mountain, with fresh snow and clear skies setting the stage for ideal spring skiing conditions. Let's take a look at your weekend weather across the Eastern Sierra. Starting in Bishop and up the hill in Mammoth Lakes. Starting in Bishop, today is shaping up to be a beautiful day across the region. Sunny skies are expected with highs in the mid-60s and lows dipping into the 30s. Tomorrow, temperatures climb to the mid-70s. And Sunday, expect more of the same, with temperature reaching into the upper 70s again. Overnight lows remain chilly. In Mammoth, expect more sunshine, but milder temps with highs in the low 50s. Overnight lows will dip into the low 20s. Tomorrow, things warm up slightly with highs reaching the upper 50s under clear skies. And for your Sunday, highs top out in the low 60s with overnight lows near freezing. Overall, a warm and sunny spring weekend down in the valley, and classic bluebird conditions up in the mountains. If you're heading up the hill, just remember, temperatures can still drop off quickly after sunset. And that's a look at your news across the Eastern Sierra. Before you go, be sure to check out our latest ESN Epic Eats poll and cast your vote. It's your chance to weigh in on the best bites around the region, and maybe settle a few friendly debates along the way. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a story. Thanks again to Great Basin Bakery for sponsoring today's report. And whether you're catching up on the news or celebrating with something chocolatey, have a great day, Eastern Sierra.